B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger Mass, presented by DraftKings here at Super Bowl 54, the last hour of our coverage from the Miami Beach Convention Center. And this final hour is brought to you by Bubs Naturals Collagen Protein. This is still an agenda-free Friday, which is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. And so we take your calls on agenda-free Friday. And here we go. The game, the Patriots. We had a lot of calls on the Red Sox, the Mookie Betts trade that's impending. Not completed yet, managerial search, some Celtics chatter, everything, which we like to do. It's all driven by your calls. So, back to you. As promised, Donald is stuck in traffic, and he wants to talk about Antonio Brown, of all things. Go ahead, Donald.
Hi, how you guys doing? I know you guys are sick of talking about Antonio Brown. But when can we all know that he's a dope, and he does stupid things. But when can we take it serious on the fact that there's clearly something wrong mentally with him, CTE or whatever? I think he should semi-try to pave the way for former players and current players to go get scanned for CTE while you're still alive. And, I know it's not part of his character to do that. Or if you can even do that in general.
Donald, I don't think you can. I think you can only diagnose CTE in a dead brain. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but I think you can only do it after post-mortem, right?
I think that is right.
So I don't believe... I think that's the whole problem with CTE. There's no screening for it.
And does he also seem like a guy who wants to be the poster boy for bettering themselves in some way, shape, or form? Please.
Good God.
Well, I hope that would be the case, and maybe he can, but I doubt it, given the history.
The other thing that I feel it's unfair to guys who really do have CTE to pin Antonio Brown on that. I think the guy was an a-hole before he ever got hit in the head.
Right. Agreed.
So, he might have CTE. Could it be a contributing factor? Sure. Yeah, I guess. But let's not just say that he's some sort of, you know.
That's what changed him.
Right.
No, he was a born a-hole.
Whatever it is, he wasn't born right, or, you know, his brain's not wired correctly, or what?
He is so unhinged and has unraveled so badly that I honestly, and I don't really care about the guy, but I do dread how it's going to end. Like, it's not this thing last week where he was inside the house and wouldn't come out, and, you know, like, I feel like it's going to end like that and not well in times. They're going to have to go in there and get him before he does harm to himself or someone else. Like, don't you feel like it could really end?
Oh, for sure.
No question. Yeah, once you hear that he's basically, for lack of a better term, barricaded himself in his home.
Oh.
Then you're like, you know, those never end well.
Joe and Lowell with the Super Bowl prediction. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Joe!
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Who do you think is going to win MVP and why?
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there. You really wanted to carry on this conversation. You want to call Adam Jones. You write this down. 617-779-0985. Call him. Is there a Celtics game tonight?
Tonight between 6 and 7:30.
Bruins tonight.
Call him between 6 and 7:30, Joe. Okay? MVP is going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, and not that he's going to throw for 5 touchdowns and 400 yards. I just think quarterbacks get it by default. They get it, you know, 9 times out of 10 anyway. I think he'll be on the winning side, and he'll be a contributor, and he'll just sort of get it by default. Who's your Super Bowl MVP?
Well, if the Niners win, Garoppolo. I'll go with the quarterback.
Mahomes, and I like...
Oh, hold on. What happened to the Honey Badger?
I like the Honey Badger as a long shot bet because Garoppolo is going to have a couple of brutal turnovers because that is what he is all about, and that will be proven on Sunday, that piece of crap. And it could be Tyrann Mathieu. That's a long shot. Put some money on that. But ultimately, it's going to be Mahomes because he's the better quarterback.
You know who'd be a good bet in this game, too, is Richard Sherman. I think he's like 80-1 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, he's got to get 2 picks or a pick 6 or something.
But... You know, again, I'm playing the long shots on those. MVP of the Super Bowl, I'll play the long shot.
Brandon in Boston on Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes, Brandon?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, guys. So I'm with Maz on this. I just want to play Nostradamus on this. I have the 49ers winning. I have it 24-17. Last possessions in Patrick Mahomes' hands. Now, he likes to gamble a lot. That's his thing. He likes to throw these crazy passes. He's going to do that. He's going to get picked off. The game's going to be over. And they'll be out of their timeouts. 49ers have two timeouts left after he's
Well, that's a good prediction. Andy Reid will burn his timeouts too early. Are the 49ers going to hold KC to 17 points?
No way.
No.
I'd be stunned.
No way. I mean, I like the over in this game. I think this game's going to be played right around 30. So, again, 34-28, 35-31, whatever it is, somewhere around 30 points for each team.
We have got Cam in Amesbury. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good.
What do you guys think about Tom Brady retiring Sunday via commercial produced by Chopra?
Okay. No way does he do it during the Super Bowl, Cam.
Oh, but I would love that in a weird way, just because it would be, because people would be so mad. How selfish. How dare he.
Yeah, it would be.
He thinks he's bigger than the game because he is the better of any of the quarterbacks in that game. Oh, despitefully, I want that. You know what? If he is going to retire via commercial. Screw everyone.
During the Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh, you know what? That's what I hope it is. It's either the announcement to what team he's going, again, driving off, leave Las Vegas, or, you know, playing some song from Nashville or whatever, or, you know, L.A., playing N.W.A. as he's driving off, or it's a retirement, an announcement via commercial, done by Deepak Chopra. Now go to TB12, you fatzos. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want this to be.
Instead, it's going to be an ad for Nike.
Right, or Under Armour. Yeah.
Right, I got it wrong. Right, Under Armour. Exactly. I still think retirement's on the table. Don't you?
Nope.
No.
No.
I don't.
He's playing.
That's the furthest thing from his mind.
He's playing. Because, again...
What if there's no good fit and the Pats are still porking him? So he's choosing from one bad option to the next.
Okay, what do you think the likelihood of that is?
I'm still going to put the leader in the clubhouse.
So maybe that's what that photo is speaking to. So let's read into it that way. That's Gillette Stadium. We figured that out. It's done in black and white. It looks gloomy. It's raining.
And that
Fine,
was my...
I'll go back.
Look, because I'm rooting so hard for him to go somewhere else. I don't want to defend my original prediction, but I will. That he won't have the guts to go somewhere else. He won't have the balls at the end of the day to sign on the dotted line with the freaking Vegas Raiders or the Miami. He just won't. At the last moment, he just won't be able to do it. So then what? You're going to come back for a year or two and let Bill Belichick still pork you? He's going to say, you know what? Screw it. That's it. Never mind.
He's playing.
I hope so.
Brady's playing. He's not walking. Because, again, I come back to the same thing. He's setting up the next big thing in his life. That's what this is about.
Here's an interesting question. Tony and Revere, what is it?
Tony?
His comment line says, why is it such a big deal?
What? Brady
leaving the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, does that even require an answer?
Nope, it doesn't.
I mean, this is like, you know, this is Peyton Manning leaving Indianapolis, or not quite LeBron James in the decision, but...
It's bigger.
Well, James was in the prime of his career.
Yeah, but don't you think Tom Brady's a bigger star?
He's a year removed from winning the Super Bowl.
I think a football player is more important. This is sports. It's a sports thing. I mean, meaning the nature of the NFL in this country is
huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Compared to the NBA.
If you look at this and think, like, what's the big deal? You've been, like, numb to all of this then. Like, the winning, the success, everything that he's accomplished. You're like,
right.
You don't even care as much as you once did. Because this is the biggest free agent decision in the history of Boston sports.
Right.
Maybe the history of sports of the last 25 years.
Take up golf.
Tom and Quincy on the next Red Sox manager. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I want to talk about the Red Sox manager, but real quick, can I refer back to that last caller?
Yeah.
Why is it a big deal? What? What the hell do you mean, why is it a big deal? Jesus, dude. Whatever. Listen, I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago about the managerial search, and I said, because we were talking about how it's nerd central over there, and it's going to be very nerd specific on who they get and all that stuff. And I said, I go, well, there's not a shot in hell that it's going to be a name. It's going to be some dude no one ever heard of before. And I was just reading up on him. He was like a soccer goalie or something at one point.
He was. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he was.
Soccer goalie, Mike. Seriously.
Jesus.
And then I was reading it, and then I heard that Chaim Bloom had gone after this kid before for whatever reason. So you already know that he's Dork Central too now. So now they're going back trying to find a no-name dude that's got some pro experience. And now he's not only a nerd that I never heard of before, he's a soccer goalie. He's going to be in charge of running the Red Sox. Like, are you guys for real? Like, you can't make this stuff up when the dorks are involved. I can't get
over it. It's so true.
Yeah, he probably plays squash, too.
It'd be something like that in there.
Freaking soccer goalie. Really?
He was. He played soccer when he was a kid, I think.
Did he play baseball?
Oh, I think he did, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. He did play some baseball in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. But he was a, yeah, that's correct.
That's great.
I can find you the actual bio.
Mike in the truck on Brady. Yes, Michael.
Yeah. I hate to kill one of your stories, but it's since been confirmed that Brady wasn't in Nashville yesterday. And I heard that he was in Miami. So you guys look around enough, you might see him.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen him down here yet. But, yeah, Zoe said he and Giselle have been here the last 2 days.
Yeah, Gil Brandt, the longtime NFL reporter, posted a photo. They were at some dinner last night, some NFL 100 dinner.
Okay, so, I mean, not to parse it, but did this – and I think the school told a reporter down in Nashville that Giselle was not there yesterday.
Something like that.
So I think that was actually followed up on down there. Was it 2 days ago? Was it 3 days ago? Or did it never happen? This is the only part of the Brady chase that would aggravate me if, you know, a-holes who just want to dink around with people on the internet make it up to make it up. Like, just to watch the media chase a false story. Like, okay, neat. You pranked us. Great. You know, wow, that makes you special, man. You're able to make something up and have people chase it on the internet. You're amazing. That is amazing stuff right there, dude. I got to tell you, that makes you something special. You should be very proud of yourself that you made something up on the internet and made old people like us chase it. That's so cool, man! Rad! Woo! Yeah, dude! Like, I think that I have no use for.
Pathetic.
I mean, how hard is it? I'll believe anything and I'll read anything you put in front of me, and I'm not even really on the internet. I rely on others, and so I'll just take whatever comes in front of me. But so, oh, you really pulled one over on me. That's really special. You got it. Wow. Whew.
Yeah, but they.
Woo-wee.
If they did, they did. I mean, you know.
So yeah. All I'm saying is, like, I would like to think people just aren't making it up. But like, Brandon Lang came on here and said Brady bought or is looking at property in Vegas. He didn't make it up. He heard it because it actually has some validity. Okay. If someone just made up that Giselle was in Nashville looking at the school, that would kind of bug me.
Good reason.
That would be annoying.
You just described a whole generation of people.
I'm seriously.
They're called millennials.
I mean, that's all you have. Here's an idea, kids. Read a book. Take a walk. Go outside. Put down the phone. Put down your joystick. Go for a walk. Read a book. Do something. Other than just dinking around with olds on the internet.
Murray, does that anybody actually use a joystick anymore?
I don't know. And frankly, I got no problem with it. If we get duped, we fall for it, that's on us. You know, but you're not going to source stuff, then that's what happens. I mean, and I'm not just to blame. I read anything on the internet, I take it as truth.
I liked the gal in that Facebook group, the mom's group down in Nashville. I thought she had something. We continue with your thoughts, the latest motivational text from Bill. The final one from Bill to Jimmy coming up next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass are live from Radio Row on South Beach in Miami. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, Felger and Mass present another motivational Super Bowl text from Bill Belichick to Jimmy Garoppolo.
My football son, I know you gonna shut up the haters on Sunday. Zipper mouth face emoji, and you gonna hoist Lombardi trophy emoji. You know why? 'Cause Jimmy G rhymes with MVP. Smiling face with hearts emoji. By the way, I'm totally gonna lowball old ass Tom. Cash emoji. LOL. Three crying laughing emojis. Send.
Okay, after all that support this week, how could Jimmy Garoppolo possibly fail Bill Belichick? We continue with your thoughts on an agenda-free Friday. The game, the Patriots drama, the Red Sox drama, all that on the board. Pete in Milton, what do you got for us, Pete?
Anthony, do you not understand betting lines? You said Patrick Mahomes at plus 115 wins you $15 if you bet $100. And let me, one other thing after this, but did I hear that correctly?
So hold on. You're the second caller. I thought that's what that meant.
So go ahead. No. Pete, go ahead. You're right. Explain it.
No, I'm sorry, and I love you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at you. You bet $100.
No, it's fine.
You bet $100 to essentially double up. You win $100 to win $115. So you net $115. The return is essentially $215. And two, just a second, quickly. Australian Open tonight. Are you guys going to watch it?
This is our tennis guy, Pete. No comment on the tennis because I thought exactly what you thought. Because if it's minus 130, you're betting 130 to win 100.
Correct.
But the other way around?
No, but you don't have to put it. No, you don't have to.
It shouldn't happen.
I'm going to take off my socks.
He's right. You get your money back and you get the
15.
Winnings.
So you're not winning 115. You're winning 15.
I had this discussion with one of the bankroll boys, and the caller's right. I had this discussion with one of the bankroll boys. There are some times when you place a bet where you only make a small amount, like the 100 for 115. There are other times where you don't actually give the money at the window and then they give it back to you. You get the payoff. So it could easily be interpreted the way the caller said.
But what is it?
It's
if I bet $100 on Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP, what do I get back?
Your original 100 plus the 115. He's right.
So I get 215 back.
Yeah, and I would still tell you, put your money in the bank. Like, that doesn't change my opinion compared to some of the other odds. Now, if you want to bet a million, well, then fine. God bless you. But then I would also say that winning a million is not that important because you can wager it in the first place. The odds on Mahomes aren't great. That's the point. Okay, that's the point. So the rest of you can take your odds and your gambling lessons and shove them.
Okay.
The odds on Mahomes suck.
There's only one bet I care about now, and we got to firm it up, and that's the Mookie Betts one. Here's Bill in Saugus. Go ahead, Bill.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. Go ahead.
Maz, this is about Mookie Betts. What I don't understand is a few months ago when the Sox fired Dombrowski, Henry comes out and admitted that after they beat the Dodgers in the World Series, that he sat down with Dombrowski and they had different visions for the future. He admitted that. So why did Henry sit back and allow Dombrowski to sign a Valde and Sale to ridiculous contracts? If he's the owner of the team, why does he allow Dombrowski to mortgage the future like that? And in some part, that's probably going to play a role in Mookie Betts leaving town. Why hasn't he been taking more crap over that?
Excellent question. Excellent question. So, I mean, think about that. Think of that. You have what you have defined as a lame duck general manager, and then you let him go out and spend over $200 million on two players who didn't make it through the year without injury. I mean, that's a huge mistake. Caller, again, dead on. That big part of that goes on Henry. He told us he had doubts about Dombrowski after the World Series, yet he let him sign two players for over $200 million.
Okay, on our bets bet, and if you weren't listening earlier, we're not going to go back there. I'm going to recreate
this. I'm not going to have this stupid discussion with you again.
Okay,
it'll be featured in Final Word today, though.
Okay, so you'll hear it in the Final Word. If you want to listen to Maz and I scream at each other, listen to 98.5thesportshub.com or go to the app. It was in the first hour, second hour?
First and third, I believe.
Whenever the hell it was. Right. Okay, we had a good screaming match over Mookie Betts and whether he wants to be a Red Sox or would be a Red Sox, whatever. You have to listen to it to find the, you know, get the full breath of it. But,
or stay tuned for the Final Word.
Right, or stay tuned for the Final Word. But at one point, Maz said, so you're telling me Mookie Betts is going to get the contract that he asked for from the Red Sox. And I hesitated because there's two different, you know, thresholds at play in these contracts. Total value and average annual value.
Correct.
So I do want to firm this up because I do think that he will get a contract like that. And so what I mean by that is his contract will make him the second highest paid player in baseball. So this is the bet that he will either get more than 420, Okay, Mike Trout's at 426. Or he will have the second highest AAV. Mike Trout's AAV is 35.5. The next one on the list is Anthony Rendon at 35, which I say is freaking stupid.
Of course it is.
That's freaking ridiculous, okay? There's two pitchers. I didn't realize Garrett Cole's AAV is now beating Mike Trout. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was...
Garrett Cole's AAV is 36.
Okay.
And Strasburg is 35. You want to leave the pitchers out of it?
Yeah, leave the pitchers out.
Because to me, my bet is that Mookie Betts' ask of the Red Sox was not unreasonable. He should be marketing himself as the second-best player in the game, and so should be going for the second-highest salary. And what he asked of the Red Sox made him second. And so I'm telling you, when he signs that contract, he'll be the second-highest-paid positional player in the game, whether that's total value or AAV. Is that fair?
No. No, it's not fair. He's asking for 420. He's asking for both. He wants the biggest contract in the game, and he wants the AAV.
What is
he wants both.
What is 12 divided by 420?
35 and a half, I think. I'll give you the exact
number. Stand by. I got the calculator out. We're not going to do this.
Yeah, because you're so great at this. 35.
So, fine. He will have a contract that pays him at least 420 or 35.
No. He's asking for both. He's asking for both. He wants both.
Okay, fine. He'll get both.
He won't.
He'll get both. And so, if he breaks his leg, you know.
Well, then too bad. Tough break.
No. You make the bet. Yeah, what is this?
This is part of the calculus here. This is the whole point. You're not a free agent yet.
Fine. He'll get it.
Yeah.
Fine.
No, okay, fine. That's a deal.
It's a bet.
12 and 420.
Done.
Okay.
Shake on it.
Do I have to? 12 and 4, he better play well this year. Crap. That's a ridiculous. But if Anthony Rendon, how does Anthony Rendon get 35 freaking million bucks a year? I mean, his total value is way down.
How many years?
Seven.
Oh.
So it's only 245. But this is like Anthony Rendon.
Do you forget what he did in the postseason?
No, see, this is, I knew you would say that. I mean, that's such a Murray comment.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. Is he... I mean,
he's produced more than Betts.
No, this is what happens when you go to the open market. The numbers get crazy.
Especially when you win a World Series and go on that kind of run.
Right.
But was he ever considered before the season? Did you ever put Rendon in the category of Trout or Yelich or these guys?
No. And I don't put Mookie there either.
but others do, Maz. Others do.
He's not Trout.
He's going to get his ass paid. We've got Chris in New Hampshire. Who's your Super Bowl MVP?
Hey, Felger, before I ask you this question, because you did say that by default, usually quarterbacks win, which is true. However, Julian Edelman did win last year. I won awesome money on that. I bet on that to win MVP. I think the Niners are going to win. So who else would you pick or suggest?
Kittle.
Or think could win MVP besides Jimmy?
Kittle. And if not, Manny Sanders? You know, someone like that.
Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, Samuel, the odds are good on him. Yeah.
Does he get targeted? He does. He gets, yeah. And you know what?
And they run reverse.
They run with him. He runs a lot. Yeah, maybe not a bad one. So one of those guys. Edelman was really the MVP last year?
He was. Yes.
I forget this.
Oh, yeah, he was the MVP of the game.
Okay, here comes Murray's update. We're back with one final segment of your wonderful phone calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Convention Center, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Maz and Murray alongside on a beautiful South Florida day. This is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's nice out there today.
Waiting for this.
Inside.
Oh, that's what I want. I just want to be lazy and bronze.
Brandon Lang. First, I want you to handicap Brady's next landing spot.
Exactly.
It's one of two places. It's San Diego or LA. It's San Diego or Vegas. Word on the street is he bought a home in Vegas.
Okay.
Really?
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, yeah. Stand by.
Wisconsin's finest, Michael Felger.
Oh, jeez. Michael Felger!
He doesn't know where it came
from. Michael Felger!
Yeah. I like the Celtics last night. Love Kemba Walker. There's your Felger Mad Celtics game report.
But if you're the Chargers, you're moving into the new stadium. I mean, at that stage, you might as well
go all in. Yeah,
go whole hog, man. Like, seriously, you might as well go all the way in.
Chris Mad Dog Russo, he's really mad at Belichick because Belichick has told John Mara the Judge was the guy. McDaniels is really mad at Belichick because Belichick, who loves the Giants, Belichick's going to win without Brady. And Brady can win without Belichick for a year, too. I'm not disputing that.
It's Colin Coward.
Yeah. Best afternoon show in America.
And doesn't it kind of change if those two are on the rocks?
Are they?
Well,
I don't know.
Did you read the tabloids?
I saw it, but what
Giselle dumped so Tom.
Can you talk about that in your show?
Yeah, sure.
We talked about it.
Did four straight hours.
We did a week on it.
3 days.
No, they want access to the kid. It's a good school, maybe. I don't know. I'm throwing all kinds of crap around, but you can get there pretty easy from Miami, can't you?
It would be because he went to the Titans, Mess. Yeah, why would you send your... why would you just do this?
I don't know.
So,
because I want Miami to happen so bad.
Okay, well, right. Let's go to and play for the Dolphins, but put our kid in school in Nashville. That makes no sense. Would you just stop with that?
That's something I would do.
Please.
I will tell you right now, if they're down six and he leads them back and they win the game and he puts on a second half show, absolutely. Yes, I will tell you, I was wrong and give me all the crap. I'll eat all the crap and put it all over my face.
A big crap mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just like a facial of crap?
Yeah.
All these bozo PR people that work Radio Row this week, they're not very good. Here's my Yelp review. You guys suck at your job.
I know how you like them thick, peach emoji. Or you can just do like RKK, cash emoji, eggplant emoji, key emoji, five crying laughing emojis. Sad.
As usual, I need a little translate. What's the key emoji?
Oh, come on, you know that.
So he's saying you should go out and relieve some stress so you can go out and slay, or you can do just like RKK.
Oh, got it. Okay. Whoa! Such a moron. All right, that was Jimmy Stewart's fine weekly recap of our Super Bowl week here. This final hour of the final day of our coverage is brought to you by Bubs Naturals Collagen Protein here on Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings. Hearing Mad Dog just rip off a few Belichicks during our interview. Got us thinking. We want the full Belichick montage.
I mean, I don't think you can ever play this thing enough.
So, Jimmy, if you have it, Jimmy, can you just let me know when you have it? But there was at some point in our conversation, I feel like he didn't say Belichick enough. So I asked him a specific.
You were 10 minutes into the conversation and he didn't mention Belichick.
So I asked him a specific Belichick Brady question to get some Belichicks.
You baited him,
and it still wasn't enough. He still didn't give us nearly. He gave us a good, you know, a good rapid fire five or six. But you put it all. Mad Dog's been coming on our show here at the Super Bowl for 10 years.
It's up there.
Here's 10 years of Belichick with Mad Dog Russo.
Hang on, I'll let you know when I have it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep filling, please.
Yeah, okay.
I know you're trying to get home, but I need time here.
I can give you. I can tell you what my favorite part is, but I'd rather you hear it live because it is. There's just one point in the middle where all of a sudden he starts rattling off Belichick's.
All right, I'm good.
Okay, here.
You'll know when you hear it.
We all know how great Brady is. We all know how great Belichick is. Belichick is not a warm, fuzzy character. So I like Belichick, but, you know, Belichick doesn't care about his Q rating. Belichick doesn't go out of his way to take care of the sport, per se. I guess I'd have to put my money on Brady and Belichick over Goff and McVay. Belichick is phenomenal. I could make an argument, if you wanted me to, for Lombardi over Belichick. But if you want to put Belichick right there in the mix, I think the Browns hurts Belichick a little bit.
It hurts Belichick. There's no way around it. It hurts Belichick. Now, it's a team thing and a Belichick thing. You know, Belichick's not Lombardi, all right? What Belichick did was wrong. From a legacy perspective, a lot of people think Belichick's Lombardi. I'll buy that. If you lose this game Sunday, I don't want to hear about Lombardi, because Lombardi wouldn't have lost this game, not two in a row to the same team. We know that Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame. We know Belichick's a Hall of Fame coach. Nobody's denying that. If Belichick loses to Manning and Coughlin again, where do I put Coughlin? For Brady and Belichick to have to win, and Coughlin outworks Belichick.
I don't look at it that way, and I'm not from Boston. So, to me, Belichick's still an all-time great. I think it serves Belichick right. Listen, Belichick's a great coach. He coached me anytime he wants. Was he 74-1 Belichick in New England with a lead? Belichick, Belichick, Belichick's a great coach. Belichick,
Belichick, Belichick, Belichick, Belichick, Belichick. I would say Belichick. Belichick. Brady Belichick. You trust Belichick? Respects Belichick? Forget Belichick? They're due to lose a game. I mean, you know, even the great Belichicks, you know, sometimes they lose a game.
Brady or Jordan?
You know, Brady's got Belichick. Now, again, he's also won six. Brady's got a chance to do that here. He's really mad at Belichick because Belichick has told John Mara the judge was the guy. McDaniels is really mad at Belichick because Belichick, who loves the Giants, Belichick's going to win without Brady. And Brady can win without about Belichick for a year, too. I'm not disputing that. Belichick, 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 Belichick. I would say Belichick. Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame. Brady, Belichick.
Oh, bravo. It's just so good.
Belichick, 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 Belichick. I would say Belichick.
That is a tour de force. All right, let's wrap it up with...
That's the best part.
As many calls... Let's jump this guy. Mike in North Attleboro wants to weigh in on Felger and Maz on millennials. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, guys? As a millennial, I do respect the banter. I think we deserve a lot of it. But if I have to listen to Maz do one more bit and then go to commercial and his eyes roll back because he's talking about the Xfinity remote's capabilities, I'm going to flip and lose it. He loves technology, but he craps on millennials all the time.
Well, this is a fair point. You do like some of the trappings of the millennials.
I do like the technology. No, that's true. Yeah, no, but the technology doesn't talk back.
And at least, unlike millennials, you don't call it tech.
Correct.
Which, if you call it tech, I want to elbow you in the throat and drop you. If you tell me it's the most exciting tech you own, and you don't understand the tech that we have available, I will drop you. I will elbow you square in the Adam's apple and drop you.
If you call it tech, you are a tool. That's really the summation.
Michael on a landline. Go ahead, Michael.
Quick question. If Mookie Betts gets traded to L.A. along with draft picks to us before Major League Baseball comes down with their decision, are those draft picks in jeopardy from L.A.?
Can't trade draft picks.
Correct. You can only trade compensatory picks now. So
You can?
Yeah.
Is that new?
Within the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, maybe a little less than that.
I still don't hear of, like,
No, it doesn't happen a lot.
It's like other sports. You trade someone for a first-round pick. In baseball, you don't do that. And the comp picks, are those sandwich picks? Are those...
Correct.
Or are they even, like, third, fourth rounders?
They are between the second and third or the fourth and fifth.
Okay, so there you go.
It's a moot anyway, because baseball's not going to punish them because it's in the bag.
Well, and the other thing is, but if you sort of take his question and extrapolate it, it would be advantageous for the Red Sox to actually get players back and not picks because they could lose the picks. So let's say that the picks were in play. You don't know what's going to happen with MLB. You're better off actually getting the bodies back.
Fine. Anthony in New Hampshire on Brady. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What do you got?
These callers really make me laugh, but they're going to probably laugh at my deal here. I got a blockbuster deal. If Brady's going to leave New England, which I don't think he's going to leave, the best place for him to go to make a lot of money, which he doesn't need, and to win another Super Bowl is the Dallas Cowboys.
Love it.
We get Dak Prescott, who's going to be a free agent in return, and possibly somebody else.
Okay. If Dak Prescott were your next quarterback, would you feel good about that?
I don't hate it.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd be all right with it, but here's the problem.
Me too.
You can't make a deal with Dallas unless you pay Prescott. They're going to pay Prescott $35 million, which is the number people are throwing out there? No shot.
I don't think so.
No way. They wouldn't pay Brady $35 million. They're going to give it to Prescott?
Exactly. So let me ask it a different way. Would you be okay if Prescott were your next quarterback? Yes. Would you be okay with him at $35 million a year as your next quarterback?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's way too high.
Agreed.
No, too much.
Noah in Millbury. Go ahead,
so
Noah.
Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
Thank you, Colin. Go ahead, Noah.
Hey, how are you guys doing, Felga? How do I sound?
You sound pretty good, Noah.
Yeah.
All right, perfect, perfect. So I just wanted to ask you guys who you think the Patriots are going to take with their first-round pick. Do you think they're going to lean towards Grant Delpit, or do you think they're going to go for a wide receiver?
Okay, so that name, I feel like we were just pranked in some way. What did he say?
I have no idea what the hell he said.
If he said something naughty, I missed it, and oh, you got me.
Jim Lout's his legit name.
Oh, is it? Okay. See, I don't even know.
I didn't even hear safety what he said. LSU. Oh. Big time player.
There you go. Is he going to be around at the end of the first round?
Maybe not.
Okay.
I mean, a safety if they let McCourty go?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't want Daron Harmon to be the guy back there.
You hate Daron Harmon. Aaron and Drake it. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. Hey, what do you got?
I'm a millennial. What's that?
Go ahead.
I'm a millennial myself, and I'm millennials. But
and your phone, your tech blows. Okay.
I'm a millennial falcon.
Justin in Beverly. Hi, Justin. Justin.
Hey, I saw Tom Brady's post on Instagram today, and it appeared like he tried to blur the direction he was walking, whether it was in or out of Gillette. And to be honest, I think this is freaking absolutely terrible.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, the stupid factor is overtaking.
Yeah, did he intentionally blur the photo? Is there intentional blurrage there so we don't know whether he's coming in or going out?
I think he's walking out. Walking out onto the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the visitor's tunnel,
No, it's not intentionally, Bird. That's just the shot.
People tried to read into the fact that it's the visitor's tunnel versus the home tunnel. And again, I'm just going to tell you, I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
It's a cool picture.
I mean, and I think maybe it just works better in that tunnel versus the tunnel under the lighthouse because that tunnel.
Because of shading.
The tunnel of the lighthouse is too big. It's a big, wide open space. That one's a little more tunnely. And if he wanted to mimic the Kobe Bryant shot, that more closely mimics the Kobe Bryant shot. So he silhouetted a shot of himself in the other tunnel just to make it look like the Kobe thing, which is going to have a play on a Super Bowl commercial you're going to see tomorrow night. And everything else is unintentional. He's not trying to tell you he's going in, going out. It's nothing to do with it. That's what I think. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's dinking around with us, honestly. Let's just wrap it up with one more. Tony Rivera says, Murray, honest and believable. Go ahead, Tony.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Tony. What do you got?
Listen, I just want to say that I think that Jim Murray, he's like the most believable person out of the three guys that you guys have on the radio show. He's in my class. You and Tony are great guys. I really can relate to you. But I think that Jim Murray... It gets a lot of underrated ratings for what he says. And I just think that he should be more involved in what his input is.
Okay, Tony, thanks for the call.
I'll start talking more, Tony.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's interesting that they consider him the most honest and believable when he's the most full of crap of anyone.
Well, that's because he hasn't been here as long. Like, the longer you're here, the more full of crap you are. They know. The people know.
Thus concludes the call-in portion of this week. Thank God. The final word comes your way next. You hear Tony Maz and I scream at each other and some amazing, amazing new Fuppet video from Hardy. That's coming up next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, two things to get to. We'll start with the Fuppets, who are reliving the Celtics game here in Miami on Tuesday night as part of Super Tuesday and all put together by Hardy.
Felger and Maz, Celtics report from last night. What'd you think?
I think Celtics fans would like to know that a Stone Felger appreciated watching Kemba Walker last night. He got a little affinity.
I was just going to say, he's a badass. This is the Felger Maz game report brought to you by that red sucker Murray handed me last night. I am for legalized marijuana. I'm all for it. I think that this is a good step forward for society. It
plagues us as a society.
What you gave me last night, that should not be legal. Okay, so
why?
That should not be legal. whatever it was, I sucked on it for like 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, that's that. I'm going to take this slow. And a straight shot to planet Ziptonium.
Dude, your tolerance is pathetic.
Yeah, because Maz had basically the same thing, and he was
seriously
fine.
You're pathetic.
Indeed, I am. Lightweight.
I don't suppose you finished that thing, right? It's nope. Right in the trash.
Nope, it's in my pocket.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so now that I know what it can do.
Now you can get a little more loose.
Yeah, like so now yeah. I know what, you know, how to approach the thing.
I don't give away stuff for free, Murray.
Yeah. all right, and we also had earlier today the Felgren-Maz version of the old Abbott and Costello who's on first argument, except it was about Mookie Betts, and it happened twice.
This is excruciating.
Mookie Betts just gave him a number. That should tell you he wants to stay more than you were giving him credit for.
It's not a realistic number. No, it doesn't. So you're falling for it. You're taking the cheese.
It's a totally realistic number.
It is not a realistic number.
Yes, he's going to get that number elsewhere.
Mike, he's not going to get 420 for 12 years. You want to bet that right now?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Let's bet it right now.
Maybe not that exact number. He's going to be the
same. No, you just said he'll get that number. Don't back out of it now. Don't back out of it. 12 and 420. He's not getting that.
Second highest paid player in the game. He'll be the second highest paid player in the game.
Based on what? AAV or total value?
So you tell me, because
would you give it to him?
No, but that's not Maz. That's not the point.
The point is, do you think he made an offer to the Red Sox that he knew they would give him?
He made an offer.
He doesn't want to stay. Don't fall for that.
Maz, for this, you said he doesn't want to come back here no matter what.
He doesn't. If he did, Mike, he would take a little less to stay.
Yes.
Not from Boston, he's not.
He's going to get it.
Not from Boston.
That was not an unreasonable ask from him.
On the free agent market, that number's reasonable. Right now, it's not. It's not. He's not Mike Trout.
Okay, he's going to get something.
Why didn't they come back with a counter?
The Red Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, because they don't really want to pay him that.
Bingo. Right, I would tell you the same thing.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about, does Mookie want it?
Okay, so wait a minute. Why is it true? Why doesn't Mookie come down then?
Because he wants to be one of the highest paid players in the game.
But he doesn't want to stay here.
Yes, he would be one of the if they said yes, here's a
Mike, the money's more important to him than playing in Boston.
Okay, fine, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want to play here.
Sure it does.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does. If staying in Boston were a priority, he'd take a little less. All the guys who stay take a little less.
Okay, so but now it's not that it's a priority or not. Would he play here? Previously, you've said no way he doesn't want to play here. He just made them an offer to play here.
Yeah, and again, it was such a big offer that he knew there was no chance they'd accept.
Something tells me we're going in circles.
You're taking the cheese is the problem. You're taking the cheese.
Let's take a break and come right back from the Super Bowl. That was really edited down. That went on about 20 minutes.
I should get hazard pay for working with you.
We went back to it.
Seriously.
We just want to quickly thank everyone who made this week possible. As usual, a lot of the same names that you've heard over the years and faces and people helping us out here on Radio Row. Mark Capello, most chief among them. Great job, Mark. As always, Jim Louth helping out all day long. I want to thank Rick Radzik back at home, our program director, for setting us up, Rick, with probably the best hotel situation we've had since we've ever done it.
Oh, five-minute walk.
Yes, that's a
5-minute walk to work. It's been amazing.
Round of applause. Tremendous situation. And not the easiest location, by the way. A lot of nooks and crannies in Miami Beach. So Rick did a great job with that. Jay Stu and Billy Lanny back home as well on the simulcast side here. Wes Gaines and Dave McCarthy. Josh Polanski here engineering. So did I leave anybody out? I usually do. I hope I didn't. But thanks to all of you guys for making this week possible. Gentlemen, safe travels back.
Likewise.
Okay.
Likewise.
And we'll be back Monday at 2 to discuss
Jimmy Garoppolo's first championship as a starter.
Oh, God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.